Let's go east to the Rockies, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, the cereal, they're out there. Hey, Nita, go ahead. Hello? Nita, are you there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Back in the 70s, we were told there was going to be a swine flu epidemic. I was working in the healthcare system at the time, and they said, since you take care of patients, you should take this shot. So I talked my husband into it. We lined up at Kmart, of all places, got the shot. My husband became immediately deathly ill, and I was under 30, and I thought I was working too hard. My joints just hurt terribly. I thought I was finally hospitalized. We got a letter from the year later from the government stating that we screwed up. This was never tested on human beings. You don't have to sue us. Just tell us what your symptoms are, and we will send you money. Well, we never did because we figured they messed us around once. They'll do it again. And later, years later, I looked it up on the computer, and it was awful. People were complaining of Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Absolutely.
Oh, it was awful. Terrible, terrible joint problems, which I have. My husband eventually, I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but he became diabetic. But right after the shot, his fever went to 105. He swelled up like a balloon. It was just awful. And then they have the nerve a year later to say, only swine get swine flu. Humans don't. And that, you know, they screwed up. And send us a letter and they'll pay you. Does the good doctor have any ideas on this or any more information on this? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Yeah, Nita, thanks so much for calling. I do have some ideas about it. And your description of the problem is absolutely right. To the best of my knowledge, there was one case of swine flu in the military, and it led to this massive vaccination program, and it absolutely did cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a hopefully temporary, but sometimes permanent paralysis that comes from the spinal cord, from an inflammatory reaction in the spinal cord. So we had the swine flu debacle back in the 70s. The Secretary of Defense at that point was none other than Donald Rumsfeld.
Go figure.
Then he went to Searle and helped to get aspartame approved. This is the show that you did a couple weeks ago, Joe?
A couple months ago,
right. And, well, he was, Donald Rumsfeld was the CEO, I believe, of Gilead Scientific before he was called upon by President Bush to come back into the government to do another stint as defense secretary. And Gilead Scientific owned about 10% of the rights to Tamiflu. Well, after the Bush administration came in 2000, we started to hear about the bird flu risk, which it was a lot like the swine flu risk. The bird flu risk, bird flu is in birds. When people catch it from birds, it's a terrible disease, and there have been hundreds of fatalities. But the bird flu is not transmissible from person to person. And if it becomes transmissible, it's possible that it could. If it becomes transmissible, it would have to mutate, and we wouldn't know what kind of organism we were dealing with. Well, in that context of uncertainty, the government stockpiled enormous amounts of Tamiflu, and the drug company that made Tamiflu made a lot of money, and Gilead Scientific made a lot of money, and guess who was still owning a lot of his Gilead stock? None other than Donald Rumsfeld.
And he made a lot of money.
That's the allegation that's been in the press. So I think, Nita, you're right that the swine flu debacle was overzealous medical care without enough facts. And what we see is that when there's a profit to be made, that the overzealousness, the belief that we're doing the right thing, can get blown out of proportion when there's a profit to be made.